The Incredible Stretchy Girl. One afternoon, Lisa was playing in the park. She had just finished eating some gummy worms when she noticed her legs felt a bit wobbly. Then she noticed that her arms felt a little bit stretchy. She decided to go and play on the monkey bars. But her hands held the bars and she could stand on the floor. Had she suddenly got taller? She looked down and her legs seemed longer and stretchier than normal. Another kid at the park threw a baseball high in the air and Lisa caught it. Her arm stretched high up in the sky to catch it. Wait! Had eating the gummy worms made her legs and arms all stretchy like gummy worms? Lisa threw the ball while the other kids looked in amazement. Another boy was flying his kite until he got tangled up in a tree. No problem for Lisa. Even though it was really high up, Lisa used her stretchy arms to reach up and grab it. Another boy was crying as he'd let go of his balloon and it was soaring up into the air far above where he could reach it. Again, it was simple for Lisa to reach high into the air, grab it, and give it back to him. He smiled brightly at Lisa as she gave him his balloon back. Lisa wondered what else she could do with her new stretchy powers. If she wanted, she could always get back to normal size. But she could also stretch out her arms or her legs whenever she wanted. She walked back to her house. Sometimes she took normal steps, but she experimented with big, long steps. In fact, while she tried this, she stepped over an entire house. The first thing she knew, she lifted her foot up, and the next she had bounded over the roof of her neighbors without even trying. She found herself standing next to a really tall tree and wondered what the top of it looked like. As she stood there, she stretched out her legs and felt herself lifting higher off the ground, traveling up beside the tree. She traveled up past leaves and branches. She saw some ants making a trail along the trunk of the tree. And then further up, she saw a squirrel enjoying a nut it had found. She stretched further up the tree and saw a woodpecker investigating if there were any bugs inside the bark that it could eat. After that, Lisa saw a bird in a nest keeping its eggs warm until they hatched. Soon, Lisa stretched so far up that she emerged from the top of the tree and could see all around. She was amazed how many different creatures lived in the tree. Then she did it all in reverse, lowering herself downward as her legs returned to normal size, and she slowly traveled back down the tree. On her way back down, she noticed a cat that had become stuck in one of the branches of the tree. The cat seemed scared, so Lisa rescued it by taking it in her arms and lowering it to the ground with her. Lisa decided to head home. She could get home a lot faster now as she could just step over any house or roads that were in her way in a single bound. She had to be careful though because she could stretch so high she could knock into airplanes or helicopters flying above her if she wasn't careful, so she always made sure to look where she was going. When she got home, she had shrunk back down to normal size and wasn't feeling quite so stretchy. Her mom asked her what she had done that day. "Oh, nothing much," she said, "just playing in the park." But in the future, she was careful not to eat any more gummy worms.